authors, writers, poets, content creators, musicians, artists, and so many more. If you're a creator, I'm talking to you. Listen up.
Listen up.
Osiris Inc. started from nothing. I built it from nothing, and I turned it into an empire. I want to help people who want to discover their dreams and turn it into a reality. You're in for a roller coaster ride today, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in every week throughout the week where I'm dropping episodes, giving you the game, man, giving you knowledge, giving you experience, giving you time for no expense, zero.
Let's go!
What's going on, everybody? Hey, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to tune into the Osiris Inc. podcast. I am your host, Osiris, and I have a special guest here today. We're doing an interview with an author and whom I met early last year, 2023 to be specific. She is an award-winning author. More specifically, she has won an award for both of the books in her Simon the Bunny series. Now, the first one she's won the award for was the Reader's Favorite Award. This one was for Simon the Bunny Goes on Vacation, as well as Simon the Bunny Gets Rescued. Both of those awards have received 5 stars from the particular competition that she was in, which is incredible. But let me continue on with the plethora of her success. She is the author of a children's picture book titled Just Low. As mentioned, she is the author of Simon the Bunny Goes on Vacation, as well as Simon the Bunny Gets Rescued. She also has an activity book that includes characters from both the Simon the Bunny series, as well as her standalone title, Just Low. She has worked with children for many years as a teacher and a school administrator, and recognizes the significance of just one important person in a child's life. She enjoys her work as a CASA, supporting children in foster care, and spending time with her granddaughter, the thoughtful and loving Abby. She and her husband love traveling and can't wait for their next vacation. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I present to you Miss Terry Doro. Hi, ma'am. How are you doing today?
Thank you for the lovely intro.
Of course, ma'am. Yes, of course. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on to the show and do this interview with me.
My pleasure.
Before we get started, just a little history for those who aren't aware. I met Miss Terry during an author event in Lincoln, California, I want to say in April of 2023. And we met, it was both her, another author, and myself outside of the bookstore. And we hosted an event together. She was there promoting her books. I was promoting mine, and so was the other author promoting their books. And the event itself was relatively quiet, but in that I had the opportunity to meet her family, and they are very kind, respectful people. And since then, I remember you telling me, Miss Terry, that you had a book event that you did during the summer. Can you talk a little bit about how well that went for you?
Sure. Since that time, I did look for other opportunities, farmers markets, book fairs, and I recently have been selling at Fairy Tale Town. And being that these are children's books, it's kind of a built-in audience, if you will, and it's gone very well. So I've been very pleased with my selling there.
That is awesome to hear. Many people, when they do these type of festivals or these book fairs or these events in general, sometimes they stagnate and they don't move past the festival, and they generally prepare for just the festival. So that's awesome to hear that you are continuing to find different avenues and different methods on how to keep your books out there.
It is. I'm enjoying it. And, you know, it's always a great opportunity to meet people and make connections. So, it's a little bit of work, but it pays off in the end for sure.
Hey, thank you for sharing that. And that's wonderful insight for anyone else who's also looking to try to do some things outside of that. Always look for a variety of avenues that you can take to not only increase your support system, but also to increase more opportunities to get your material out there for the world to see in whatever genre that you are in. Speaking of children and children's books, I understand that you were also a principal. Has any of your time as a principal influenced you as a writer?
Absolutely. The book Just Low is about a new student at school with an unusual name, and the student is bullied a bit because of the unusual name. And that was kind of inspired by my experiences, both actually as a teacher and as a principal, watching these kids They're coming into a school that they don't know anyone, they're new. And how do they navigate that? And how do they navigate all of the typical things that kids go through, but that are scary when you're new?
It's interesting about being bullied or having that, because I connect with that as well. I know when I was younger, for several years, I was someone who was bullied a lot. And sometimes you just don't get over it, but sometimes you learn how to just deal with it, you know, and just roll with the punches. But it can be a really tough time. So thank you for creating material that speaks to that. I'm sure there are people out there who will identify with that book, with Just Low, and it can ultimately help them become a better version of themselves and then find fulfillment in their own life.
For sure.
We spoke about Just Low. Let's talk about another book, Simon the Bunny Goes on Vacation. Can you talk a little bit about the inspiration behind that book and why you wrote it? And what exactly are you hoping for people to get from this story?
So Simon the Bunny was a real bunny. He belonged to my granddaughter, Abby, who is one of the significant characters in the book. And initially, I was really inspired by the relationship that Simon and Abby had. And I wrote a book that is no longer being printed called Simon the Bunny. And that was the first book. And from there, I went on to Simon the Bunny Goes on Vacation, which was sort of a sequel, but not. And because I was unhappy with the original Simon, then I did go back and rewrite it as Simon the Bunny Gets Rescued. So now it's two stories. The first one of Abby finding Simon at the animal shelter and the relationship between the two of them. And then the second one is, as they've gotten older, built a little more trust, they want to go on vacation together, but Simon the Bunny is afraid. So this book is more about fear and friendship and how Abby walks Simon through his fears. He wants to go to the ocean, but he's afraid of big waves. He wants to go to the desert, but he's afraid of prickly things. And so Abby is always there to support him. And ultimately, they do go on vacation. And it all started when she rescued him at the animal shelter in the first book.
What's such a deep connection, a deeply rooted story that on the surface, you see just the colors and you see how vibrant the world looks that's been created for this story. And you see just it, what looks to be pure happiness. And not to say that the book is not happiness, because it is, but there's like a deeply rooted message beyond that might not only register with readers that are children, but the adults reading to the children or teenagers, whomever is reading it, that they can apply that. Let's talk a little bit about Simon the Bunny Gets Rescued. Can you tell the listeners about that story and what the message is behind that one?
You know, that's just a simple story. It's written in repetitive verse. It's not a rhyming book, but as you read it, it says Simon the Bunny plays a lot. Abby plays a lot. Simon the Bunny bites. Abby says he does not. So by the time a parent is reading this book to a child, it's all very, very low-key, very sweet. There's no drama other than Abby defending Simon because he is kind of a bad bunny. But it's just a very sweet story. And the nice thing is that because of the nature of the writing, kids are able to join in. And so even though they can't read yet, because it's really made for very young students or children, they still can chime in and they feel like they're reading. And it's short enough that parents can read it one more time, as we all know that happens at bedtime.
Sounds like Simon decided, you know what, I need to take a break really quick from all these adventures. Let me give you something more simple. Is that safe to say?
I think so, definitely.
That's great to have variety in your storytelling. And so now, off the topic really quick about Simon the Bunny, you are also working on a new book. What do you have right now that's going on in your shop?
Oh boy. I'm taking a leap of faith. I'm working on a middle grade novel. It's something I haven't done before. It was inspired actually by a trip I took several years ago to Poland, and was so amazed by some of the things that I had seen in Poland that I wanted to come back and somehow include that in a novel. So it's about a 11-year-old girl whose mother wants to take her on a trip to Poland. She doesn't want to go because who has ever heard of Poland? Question mark. And so she's advocating for Paris, but that doesn't happen. Meanwhile, her dad and his girlfriend are getting married at the same time the trip to Poland is scheduled. So there's some drama there. So that's kind of where we're going right now. And then we'll get into Poland and actually some of the history of Poland and some of the things that the main character sees when she's there. So I'm still working on it, but I'm kind of excited to see where it goes.
That is awesome. Taking that leap of faith, trying something entirely different and seeing what the results will be at the end of it. You know, writing a novel can be intimidating, especially when you come straight from the world of picture books. In a sense, it's almost like going from a short film or an independent film to the silver screen and just taking that big leap of faith and just knowing that I just want to put my skills to the test and create it. Now, in creating the novel, have you found it to be more freeing to express yourself artistically without the worry of having any illustrations?
Yes and no. You know, when you're writing a novel without illustrations, that's where show, not tell becomes very important. And that's something that I'm still really learning how to do. So I've been fortunate to be a member of a critique group that is very, very helpful. And I have been madly reading about middle grade work and what's expected and how to show and not tell, talking about point of view and all of those different components that go into a quality novel. So yes, it's freeing, and at the same time, I have so much to learn, but I'm enjoying the journey.
That's the most important piece right there. The last thing you said is that you're enjoying the journey, because if you're not enjoying the journey, it will certainly make that transition far more difficult than it should be. Yes, the show not telling piece is paramount, and the not only the success of the book for that particular audience, but for you as well. Something as simple as telling somebody, hey, this is what it looks like, versus describing what it looks like and painting that image in the reader's mind of what it looks like. It's a daunting task if you've never done it before, but it gets easier the more you do it. So I'm wishing you nothing but success with that one, Ms. Terry. So before I wrap this up, I want to ask the question that I'm sure the listeners who are listening are going to want to know. Where can we purchase all of your material?
Currently, they're all on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you know, the traditional websites where you would expect to purchase books. And then if you're ever out and about, I am out and about myself at a variety of fairs, markets. Tomorrow there's it's an event in Folsom called the Spring Fling. Oh, sorry, it's in Roseville, and I'll be selling there. So just out and about and on Amazon.
Okay, everyone, so you know where you can purchase our material. You can find Jesslo, you can find Simon the Bunny Goes on Vacation, as well as Simon the Bunny Gets Rescue, all on the platforms that she said. Please go try to see if you can see her in person. She's really kind. She wrote me this message. I'm going to read this. She wrote this message to my family and I in the book that she gave me. And she says to the Osiris family, may all of your adventures be like Simon's. Enjoy being brave. Terry, April 2023. Thank you so much, Ms. Terry. I never actually got the thank you. I mean, I know I said thank you, but you never know, after you sign something from somebody, you give it to them, if you would ever have that opportunity to talk to them again. So thank you so much, Ms. Terry, for writing that message to me and my family.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Let me just ask one last question, Ms. Terry, and I'll let you go. Is there any message that you would like to put out into the world, for whether they are children, teenagers, adults, readers or writers? What's the message that you want to just put out there into the world?
You know, I think the message is that you are enough the way you are. In Lo, that comes across at the end. And in Simon, the same thing. Simon has to learn some confidence and eventually learns that he too can conquer his fears, as did Lo. So it's you're enough. You can figure this out.
Well said. You are enough. Just everyone remember that. You are enough. No matter what. Don't pretend to be something that you are not. Don't pretend for the sake of others. Don't conform to society. Don't conform to what you believe that people will accept you as. Just be who you are and grow as a person in who you are, and you will go places that you've never been. And on that note, thank you all so much for taking the time out of your day to tune into the Osiris Inc. podcast. Yep, the voice is still cracking and all, but hey, this was the only opportunity I had to do this interview with Miss Terry. Been wanting to do this interview with Miss Terry for a long time. So we finally got this underway. So, hey, on that note, you all have a wonderful remainder of your week. Have a wonderful weekend and take care. Bye-bye.
Authors, writers, poets, content creators, musicians, artists, and so many more. If you're a creator, I'm talking to you. Listen up.
Listen up.
Osiris Inc. started from nothing. I built it from nothing, and I turned it into an empire. I want to help people who want to discover their dreams and turn it into a reality. You're in for a roller coaster ride today, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in every week throughout the week where I'm dropping episodes, giving you the game, man, giving you knowledge, giving you experience, giving you time for no expense. Zero.
Let's go! Oh!